Today is Friday, February 17th, 2012. This is episode 214.
Baby, check this out. I've got something to say. Man, it's so loud in here.
Welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts. I'm T-Fab-P, the Fabulous Penguin.
And I'm Max.
And Max, I tell you, today's your birthday, Max, and I would be remiss not to at least mention it. So there it's all mentioned. Right. So, you know.
Thank you.
Now,
yes, I wouldn't have mentioned it myself. That would be good.
That was pretty much my gift for you this year. I mentioned you on the podcast, so I hope you like that.
Yeah. I like to be mentioned on a podcast, even if it's my own.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's always good. So, Max, I got to start with – I got three political stories that I just thought were so representative of what's going on in this country right now that I thought I'd bring them up. Okay?
Sure. Right. I don't know how you can find a political story in this particular time of year. But
right. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of them. So the first one came from the Center for Business and Economic Research. At the University of Alabama. And it said that based on their preliminary figures, the Alabama Papers, Please law, okay, can be declared a complete failure. It has eliminated over 100,000 jobs. It has lost between $2 and $10 billion to the state.
I don't know what the Alabama Papers, Please law.
Okay.
It's the same law.
It was modeled after the one in Arizona, except they added the additional step that if you were caught assisting an illegal alien,
right,
you were responsible and you could be fined or jailed. And that
right. This one was the one where they referred to priests giving sanctuary.
They were wondering. Teachers. What about if you're a teacher and you teach? You end up finding out that two of your kids are illegal. You know, illegal immigrants. You know.
Right.
What about if you, you know, you see a woman on the side of the road and she's delivering a baby, and you take her and put her in your car and you drive her to the hospital, and then you find out after the fact that she's an
illegal immigrant.
You know. So, it was controversial when they started it. They were just patting themselves on the back. They've had all kinds of problems and failures with it, including the fact that you know, the government said, well, what we'll do is we'll replace the immigrant pickers with people from prison.
Right.
And what they found out was the people from prison picked at one-tenth the rate that the illegal immigrants did.
Right.
So, that was a failure. Then it turns out that they left millions of dollars of crops in the field because they couldn't get them picked. You know,
they refused to change their mind when they saw food rotting in the field?
Absolutely, all the way. They just completed it. They figure that they lost between 40,000 and 80,000 immigrants, illegal aliens, this year based on that paper alone.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, it's to me, more and more I think about this idea of two basic personality types.
Uh-huh.
And these are the, you know, xenophobic types.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
The conservatives, the not in my backyards.
Yeah. And I was talking to a friend today at the coffee shop this morning, and he told me that – and I didn't know this. He said that Obama – who's going to play this one perfectly? Obama
is an illegal alien.
Right. Yeah, he's from Kenya, of course.
That's right.
Right. But he's playing this perfectly for the election because he is removing the National Guard from their duty on the border and replacing them with U.S. soldiers. And so when the Tea Partiers or the GOP says, Obama hasn't done anything about illegal aliens, illegal immigrants,
right,
he can say – I got the U.S. Army involved. What more can I ask for?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, he's going to play this on purpose. This is – I mean, you know, personally, if you're going to sit around and you're going to talk about people losing jobs and stuff, and then you create a bill that loses 100,000 jobs in your state, you're really – you've got a problem. And one other sidebar to this whole thing. The name of the man who wrote the Arizona Papers, Please law was Chris Kobach. He also wrote the Alabama Papers, Please Law. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Mitt Romney is now saying that he's proud to have Koblach on his campaign trail.
It just feels to me like, you know, I don't know. I haven't been drinking today. Maybe that's it. I'm just sober.
I saw an appropriate sticker for a wall today. It said, "Stupidity kills." And then in small print, it said, "But never quick enough." So that was story number one that got me. Story number two has to be Rick Santorum.
Now here is a frothy subject I can...
Mm-hmm. I knew that you would say that, and I agree with you 100%.
I almost said dig my teeth into it, but then maybe I didn't want to go that far.
I'm glad you didn't go that far.
Yeah.
Okay? And basically the story is that there are political pundits who are wondering why all of the Tea Partiers are jumping to Rick Santorum, because his message is exactly contrary to the Tea Party's stated, you know, focus. Their focus is supposed to be, you know, put social issues on the back burner, focus on the crisis of government growth, focus on making smaller government, focus on
financial aspects.
That's what the Tea Party said originally.
Right.
And basically what Rick Santorum is doing is he's saying, well, the government has to get in there and do this on abortion. The government has to go in and not do this about, you know, about gay marriage. The tax code has to be this. And he's main all these things, you know, that are just making the government bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's definitely different from their message. But the Tea Partiers are flocking to him.
Well, and we know why.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them are those that religious ultra-conservative right. And he fits right into that.
It's because Mitt Romney is a Mormon.
You didn't give me a chance to say it. You know that's my line.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But it's been the story of the last 9 or 10 months.
Right.
From Donald Trump through Michelle Bachmann. You know the list.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And we've had a dose of Newt Gingrich. And
which is
now
like a dose of the clap, right, basically?
I don't know. You'd have to ask.
You'd have to ask one of his three wives?
Yes.
You can ask.
Which reminds me of a joke that I have to steal from Bill Maher because I just heard it. If Newt Gingrich becomes president, we're going to have to call his wife the third lady.
That's cute. I like
– They just don't like Mitt Romney, and they keep – it's like – someone going shopping for clothes. You just keep trying something on.
Until you like the way it fits you.
But altogether, when you stand in front of a mirror, you go, nah, it's not me.
It's not, right. Oh, yeah. I think that you can answer any political question asked in this season with the phrase, but at least he's not a Mormon. You know? Why did Michelle Bachmann do so well in the beginning? Well, at least she wasn't a Mormon.
Right.
You know, I mean, that really sums it up.
I really would like to know, because I heard that it's 20% among Republicans. And then, of course, I heard that liberals don't like him, too. Sorry, I don't want my president to be from the planet Kolob.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of those kind of things that you don't want. But that's certainly one of them.
What if he actually said what he believed about his religion? What if he got up to the podium on one Sunday prayer breakfast like Obama did a couple weeks ago, and he said, "My Lord, who lives now in the planet Kolob." I mean, does he not actually believe that? I think he does.
Well, he was, like you said, he was a bishop in the Mormon Church, right?
He was, yeah. That was his title.
You know, if he doesn't admit to those things, then isn't he, like, going against his entire religion? I mean, you know, if you were a Mormon, wouldn't you be pissed off that he's saying that he doesn't – you know, I'm just a Mormon in name. I don't really believe that stuff. I mean, but if that's the case.
That also fits the Mitt Romney dialogue, the Mitt Romney story, because he's a liberal who doesn't believe he's a liberal.
Right.
Now we find out he's from Michigan, but we're thinking he was from Massachusetts.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't believe anything about himself.
No, no, he doesn't.
There's a certain insincerity factor. And a new thing just popped into my head this week when I was watching him. And you know, it may be something as simple as hemorrhoids, but there's something about the way Mitt Romney walks that makes me believe I can imagine him in high heels.
Uh-huh. Or maybe that's one of those closet things, you know? You know, wouldn't it be grand if he ends up being one of those guys who's against gay? one of those GOP guys, right?
Right. Take a look at him the next time you see him walking somewhere, and just for your own sake, imagine him in high heels, and see if you don't think he would walk the same way.
Right. There was an article this week about how the new, you know how you look up, well, you obviously referenced it right off the start. You know how if you look up Santorum on the internet, what you get?
I do know what you get.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what happens now if you look up Romney?
No.
The number two answer after his official site is basically so scared you shit yourself. Is what I mean. And where it comes from is some blogger out in the Northeast somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, but he wrote a blog post that basically said, you know, if you look at this man, you have him as a young father putting right. the dog on top of the car, and the dog was so scared that he shit himself. That's a Romney.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a Romney. And it has stuck, and it's growing, and it's now the second most popular phrase on you know, if you Google
for Romney.
Right.
Wow. And you know what? I forget about that from time to time, but I think that that's a legitimate reason to not vote for him.
I was just going to say, the other thing that I found interesting was that you said that. You said that you don't think you could elect a man like that president. This week on David Letterman, he had Jon Stewart on, and Jon Stewart basically said the exact same thing. He said, I don't think that I could consider somebody for the presidency who put a dog up on the top of his car and he got so scared that he shit himself.
And then, and this is what I've mentioned this before on this podcast, but I'm going to repeat it. This is what the guy who wrote the original story said. The most important thing about this story is Romney took the dog carrier off the top of the car, hosed it off at a gasoline station somewhere, and then put the dog carrier back up on the top of the car and put the dog back in it after having had the feces running down the back window. And that's the phrase that gets me. Running down. The dog shit himself. You know, I mean, dogs will drop a load sometimes. It's fairly substantial. But if it's running out the back of the dog carrier, It's scared shitless,
absolutely.
Literally.
Yep, and so that fits. I'm glad that somebody has started that campaign.
Yeah, I think it's a legitimate. You know, they talk about boys who, you know, pull the wings off of butterflies and
torture kill frogs and cats and stuff. And how is this any different than that? So the third story, the political story that got me going this week was the news that Scott Walker, maybe our favorite batshit crazy guy.
Republican asshole.
Right, okay. Has said that he's taking the $31 million that's going to Wisconsin from the federal government. That's supposed to be helping homeowners who had problems with their mortgages.
Mortgages. This is because of a recent settlement that the attorneys general have made with the banks.
Right. And of the $31 million, he's taking and using it to plug holes in the state budget.
Right. And not using it to help out the citizens for whom it was intended.
Right.
Who need help with their upside down.
If that state doesn't recall him, then all those people are just – they're too stupid to help.
Yeah. What Scott Walker did in that you just described is more offensive than putting the dog on a
rope. Yeah, in some ways it is.
I mean, you cannot say we're going to cut people's jobs, we don't care about the citizens of Wisconsin. It's all about fixing the budget and then just steal their money.
Uh-huh. Well, Scott Walker is now the poster child for this is what happens when you leave it to the state to do something.
Yes.
The state screws you over again. I mean, I think that this is borderline criminal. I don't understand why when they come up with a proposal like this, they don't say you have to spend it this way and only this way.
I'm not sure that they didn't. And I think it may, in fact, be actually criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the opposite of or what another way to say not allowed is. I don't think Scott Walker can go to jail for this.
Right. Well, I don't know. The Wisconsin Attorney General said that Scott Walker has the legal authority over this money. That's what he's saying. Now, whether that's true or not, we will see. Obviously, somebody's going to, create a lawsuit about this. If I was a lawyer, I would be running to Wisconsin and getting a class action suit ready for all these people who have had mortgage problems who are waiting for help.
Now, remember, and this is another phrase that I would like to hear started to roll more often. These conservative activists, Supreme Court justices, I don't think it's legal.
Well, we're going to find out, right? Don't you think so?
Yeah. It would be like taking the tobacco settlement. You know how every state got money from the tobacco companies when the state's attorneys general sued the tobacco companies because it was costing the states all this money.
Sure.
Excuse me, to take care of cancer patients. Well, that was appropriate.
Yep. Yes.
And all this money went to the states for prevention of starting smoking, let's say. Mm-hmm. And if the state's attorneys general had taken those monies and put it towards, paving roads instead of what it was declared to be for, then that would have been a misappropriation of funds.
Criminal. You said it. Criminal.
Yeah, you may be right. It may be criminal. It's just not right. It is simply not right for him to take this money. It's like the head of the orphanage going out and taking a collection for the children and then buying himself a fancy dinner.
Right.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm. I know you can't. But he's trying to do it in Wisconsin.
He's a prick.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to describe him. That narrows it right down.
I'm sorry. I'm not very clever today, but he's just a prick.
Yeah. Well, now let's move off of the real serious politics for a second.
All right.
And I just wanted to talk about a couple of things, three things that I heard this past week that, just make me say these people should just give up talking. It would be so much easier.
That might include me, but go ahead.
So the first one was, and I don't even have a reference to this, but the first one was that Sarah Palin made a – this is all about CPAC. Palin made a speech at CPAC that was absolutely ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous from the beginning to the end.
I
mean,
I got to tell you, I am missing Sarah Palin.
Well, that's because she's pretty good looking. That's what you're missing. Right? I mean, that's basically.
Yes, you knew I was going to say it sooner or later.
Yeah, sure.
She's very attractive.
She is.
But that's not actually what I'm talking about. I'm missing Sarah Palin because of her rationality among Republicans.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that.
They're getting more and more in fucking sane.
That shit crazy. The whole party is going
crazy. Yeah.
It used to just affect some of the people, but now it's affecting all of them. It must be. It's like zombies. You know, first one bites the next one, and then they're both zombies. I mean, that's what it's like.
Yeah. We have an exponential batshit effect here.
Right.
It's like rabies. It's like Republican rabies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here we go. Here's the second one. Also at CPAC. At the CPAC convention, a panel discussion. And it got on to the idea of contraceptives because of the Susan Komen situation and all that other stuff.
Oh, I love this story. I just can't wait for Republicans to come out and tell what percentage of the country is in favor of contraceptives.
Right, right. So the first one, or the first inkling of where we were going with this was that they play a clip in front of this convention, and it's a clip of Rachel Maddow, which automatically just gets their dander up.
Yeah, I heard something about this. Right.
And Rachel Maddow starts talking about the Republicans waging a war on contraception. And she mentions the whole healthcare situation, and then this Susan Komen situation and all that.
Right.
One of the panelists, conservative columnist Cal Thomas, for any of those out there who want to know who said it, said.
Yeah, I know where you're going, but go ahead.
He said, Rachel Maddow is the best argument in favor of her parents using contraception.
Yes.
I would call for all of that and all the rest of the crowd at MSNBC, for that matter.
Yeah.
So basically what he's saying is it's okay to use contraceptive if you're talking about getting rid of homosexuals or liberals or some combination of that crowd.
Right.
That makes it okay.
Right. And there was a huge outpouring in support of Rachel Maddow the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the original thing, but I just happened to flip through the channels and I saw her talking about this. And she said, to his credit, Cal Thomas called me the next day and personally apologized, said not only that he regretted saying it, but that he shouldn't have said it. And he was genuinely sorry. And she said, I accepted his apology. And there was a write-in somewhere, probably on Facebook, where people said, I don't think that Rachel Maddow should have been aborted or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, thank you. I don't want to be the subject of conversation, but I appreciate all the groundswell of support. And I have to tell you that Cal Thomas said he was genuinely sorry.
But you know what, Max? This runs right into what we were talking about last time we met and talked. The whole, you know how you were saying the Republicans are just flat out lying? And I said, we got to come up with a name for this, but it's something to do with Fox News. And what it is basically is if somebody says something on Fox News, even if it's ridiculous, it doesn't matter. It's out there. They can apologize 10 minutes later. They can apologize next week. They can apologize next month. Doesn't matter. Whatever they said, Obama is a Muslim. Obama was born in Kenya. Whatever it is that they say, does not matter because it's out there now. Well, this is the same thing. It falls under that same category.
Right. It's a Section C retraction.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
– But the reason I mentioned it was because she is so honorable that she made it a point to let him off the hook.
Right.
And in fact, I saw a survey on Facebook today that said, you know, what do you think of Rachel Maddow? And I wrote this glowing review because I really like her.
Sure. Well, there's a lot to like.
Yes. Besides being intelligent and decent, she's respectful generally of people that disagree with her.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. You know, my whole approach to this whole thing, Max, is that this is the party of family values, and they have none. Well, that's enough of the serious stuff. I have one other thing that I wanted to mention.
All right.
Also from CPAC.
Okay.
Okay. In CPAC, during an interview, Michelle Bachmann, who also gave a speech at CPAC, was was asked seriously if she was considering the recent rumors that she was going to be doing Dancing with the Stars.
Well, okay.
And I just thought that it was, you know, she basically said that the recent rumors are false. I won't be doing Dancing with the Stars. But I just thought that kind of summed up exactly what CPAC was about. Did you know also that the Republican Party, members of the Republican Party and the religious conservatives were up outraged about the Valentine's Day Google doodle? Did you see the Valentine's Day Google doodle?
Oh, I probably did, but I don't remember it.
It's basically an animation of two young people falling in love.
No, I guess I missed it.
Okay, so that's basically what it is. I mean, that sums it up. It was about 45 seconds long.
And they thought it was porn.
Well, no. What happens in it is they show at one part of the doodle, they show all kinds of, well, for lack of a better word, interspecial mating. Like there's a cat and a dog holding hands and, you know, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And there was a frame, 3 seconds worth, of two gay men holding hands.
Oh.
And they went berserk.
Ballistic.
Right.
You know, there. I hate to defend conservatives, but I think that, and you may not agree with this, that CPAC is their most serious event. But I think originally CPAC was for serious conservatives to get together and lobby for things that most of the rest of us thought were that went out with Calvin Coolidge. You know, and now it's just this thing. Oh, where someone who is both a presidential candidate and a person who has scared the shit out of his dog, literally.
Yep.
Can get up on stage and declare that he is a severely conservative Republican.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, you know, just like he said that Romney Care was nothing like Obamacare.
Right, which of course is a fat lie. But he has no rhetorical sense of ability. You know, I'm the most severely conservative.
Right.
Honestly?
Bullshit.
You know, maybe he's the first to go to fucking Kolob. I don't know.
Well, you know how in a dictionary, when you look up a word, it gives alternative meanings and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you look up Romney in the dictionary now, the first thing is that being scared shitless.
Yeah.
The next thing has to be something about lying about your conservatism or something about flip-flopping faster than a pancake house. Right? I mean, come on.
He has all of those things, which is why we know,
right?
Republicans don't like Mitt Romney.
No, they don't. Well, you know why? Because he's a Mormon.
But the other part of it, I think, is the flip-flop.
Listen, Max, we're almost out of time. Maybe we are even out of time. I feel like I hogged all the stories. So, you know, why don't you have something you want to take a shot at? We can always cut one of my rants out.
Well, yeah, we had some pylonning, so we probably should go over a little bit. I was just poking around in blogs looking for dumb studies. And I came upon this, the dumbest study I ever read, which is basically suggesting that human beings are eating larger portion sizes based on the relative measurement of the food that was on the paintings of the Last Supper versus the size of Jesus's head then and in more recent paintings. You can tell that we're eating more because our pictures of the Last Supper show bigger portion sizes.
What can you say, Max? What can you possibly say about stuff like that?
It's a study. Somebody did this study.
Well, we'll file it under the – I can't believe they spent money to try to figure that out.
There you go.
That's right up there why do lesbians drink?
It's right there with that. That's true. And they used CAD CAM analysis to get the relative sizes of the food to head ratio.
I'm sure they did.
The head ratio. Now that's something that a Republican could be proud of, isn't it?
Right.
Food to head ratios in religious studies of the last.
And religious iconic. sounds like a paper.
It is a paper.
You could read it at CPAC. They'd probably love it.
I think you can't close it any more perfectly than that.
Max, as always, we have a good time here.
We did.
You know, John Stewart said it to Letterman. He said, we're going to really regret when these guys are gone because all the material is going. And it's the truth.
It's the truth. Yeah.
You know, I mean, after Obama got elected, you and I had a dry spell. There was no good politics to talk about.
Well, we certainly didn't have George Bush to kick
right.
around anymore.
And now we have the whole Republican process. This is great. We've got at least another, 8 months of this?
I'm hoping it's only 8 months because, you know, four years of the dog shit on the roof of the car,
right?
Or you know the colony on the moon,
right?
Or what's leaking out of Rick Santorum's ass,
right?
is more than I could take.
I understand. Well, listen, thanks very much, Max. It was a lot of fun tonight.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck-free. Though I respect that.